Buddha at Bedtime. Tales of love and wisdom for you to read with your child. To enchant, enlighten, and inspire. Written by Dharmachari Nagaraja. And read by Eloise Oxer. Now, one morning, a big, dark storm cloud climbed high up into the sky above the forest where the little blue parrot lived. The storm cloud was very angry, and he roared and thundered, making a terrible noise. He threw silver bolts of lightning down onto the forest, and one struck an old dead tree, which burst into flames. Next, the cloud took a big, bold breath and blew the flames, making sparks jump into the surrounding trees, which then caught fire themselves. When the flames reached so high that they were licking at the bottom of the parrot's nest, the parrot had no choice but to fly higher and higher into the air. As the storm growled and the flames grew, a little blue parrot looked down and saw lots of his friends, the other animals who lived in the forest, running around, confused and frightened by the fire. He didn't know where to go to find safety. The parrot was worried about them, but stayed calm and tried to think of a way to help. Then it came to him. "Head towards the river," he shouted. "Follow me. I'll show you. This way, my friends." And he flew in the direction of the river to guide them. But not all the animals were able to follow. Some couldn't hear him, and others were trapped by the flames, crying out for help. Suddenly, the little blue parrot had another idea. He flew down to the river and dived into the water, soaking his wings. Then he flew back to the burning forest. When he was high above the flames, he shook his wings and little droplets of water fell down on the fire with a soft hiss. Back and forth he flew, from the fire to the river, from the river to the fire. Each time he carried feather loads of water and sprinkled it on the flames. The parrot was concentrating so much on trying to put out the fire that he didn't notice he was being watched.